Being a rolling stone, some of us at times are tempted to abandon all ties, to just leave, to get onto the road, with the hope that it will take us somewhere new. And most of us hide within ourselves a deep, intimate fear that we might suddenly lose all that we possess, get abandoned by all whom we love, and find ourselves on the road, with nowhere to go and no one who waits for us. In Bogota, as in most big cities of the world, the homeless are many. Here, becoming homeless could well mean ending up as a victim of drug and violence. But if you live in Bogota, even if you're homeless, you're not without the possibility of a temporary but dignified shelter. Hogares de Paso is a project of the municipality of Bogota for the social inclusion of those who live on the streets. In such centers of passage, the homeless can suspend their wanderings and replan their wavered and derailed lives. The municipality centers offer a temporary place to sleep, to eat, to wash, and to get social support. What you wouldn't get here is pity, because to stay here is your legal right. And as the workers constantly repeat, hospitality is not a gift, it is your entitlement. In the weeks when the homeless take a break from living on the streets, these centers become a home for them, shared in dignity with others who are passing through similar stages of life. So, in the midst of violence and poverty, many are the success stories of the Passage Center guests. Being treated as one who is entitled to rights makes a huge difference in regaining self-confidence. By interacting with others of the center, the homeless sometimes return to use their abandoned skills. They find new companions and they re-establish new homes. And it is these centers of passage that give to Bogota a lasting sense of confidence, of being not just a metropolis of migrants, but a human community endowed with a sense of pride, of being a city of no exclusion.